What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A woman drove a minivan through a street festival last night in Harrisburg. Three people were hurt, including a little boy.
There was a child and an adult female. And there was a city worker that was in the street as well trying to stop the vehicle.
It's Harrisburg's police captain. Officials later confirmed that the six-year-old boy who was hit is in critical condition. This happened around 6 as the annual Labor Day weekend Capona Festival was coming to a close. Police say the driver went around barricades and hit people and objects before coming to a stop. The woman, the female driving the minivan, is in custody. Investigators are trying to figure out if she meant to hit and hurt people or if this was an accident. A man was shot in the parking lot of a high school in West Philly early this morning. Happened around 1 at 58th and Locust near William Sayre High School. 29-year-old man was shot in his side and his back. Here's Chief Inspector Scott Small.
We're getting information that there was an argument between the victim and a female. And according to witnesses, they believe the female fired the shots, striking this victim.
Police say she was last seen in an SUV going the wrong way on 58th Street.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.